The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Rock 107 WIRX, everything that rocks.
Oh yeah, here we go. Let's go. It's 6:34. Good morning, Brock. Hunter.
Morning.
How you doing, you ace?
How are you,
you ass? Anyway, we'll take a full look at your forecast here in just a little bit. Apparently, according to Hunter, it's going to be nice. But
it's going to be nice. We should be talking about because it's not going to happen too much. We're right at the nipple of winter. So
I don't know if that's a proper way to describe the forecast, but we'll go with it.
There's a lot of nipples poking out when it comes to winter, so we're right at it.
Okay, that makes sense now. Anyway, let's get right to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history, the nipple of winter.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, two guitars owned and played by the late Eddie Van Halen are going up for auction on December 5th. Julian's Auctions says the instruments were played for its Icons and Idols trilogy, Rock and Roll. That was at the event long before Van Halen's death on October 6th. The items up for bid are a 2004 EVH Charvel Art Series electric guitar and a customized electric guitar Van Halen built in his home studio with his guitar tech and gave to a friend in 1991. The guitars are expected to fetch between $60,000 and $80,000. Wow. I don't know if that's a piece or together, but either way.
Probably a piece. I'm guessing a piece. You know, that's crazy amounts of money for a guitar, you know?
Yep.
And played by one of the greats, though, you know?
With him passing, the value goes up, you know.
Significantly.
Yeah. The Icons and Idols Trilogy Rock and Roll Auction also includes a Fender Stratocaster played and smashed by Kurt Cobain on Nirvana's 1994 In Utero tour, plus a crystal-studded white glove worn by Michael Jackson on the Victory Tour. So if you got some money laying around and you want to grow that collection of rock memorabilia, we got you.
You know, I'm not really knowledgeable in the guitars, in the guitar world. What's the most expensive guitar you can buy? What's the most popular one that people are selling?
See, it's tough because, I mean, obviously you can go back and find like a guitar from, you know, 1910 that was first made by, you know, it's tough. Mm-hmm. But, of course, then you have rare guitars that were played by someone, or, you know, it's with anything, you know, the rarer the guitar or the model, because you can find Stratocasters everywhere. I mean, you could probably go to a pawn shop right now and find a Stratocaster for a decent price, but then you throw on, oh, it was played by Clapton. Well, okay, now it's worth more. And, oh, it was played by Eddie Van Halen. Well, now that he's gone, you know, it's worth more. So it's hard to say. I honestly couldn't tell you what the most expensive guitar ever was, but I'm sure it's up there in price. So
there was one a guy brought into a Pawn Stars. I was watching that show one time, and it was signed by somebody, and dude, it was just insane the amount of money he sold it to him for. I want to say it was like $500,000 or something. Jeez. Crazy.
That's more for the signature, probably, but I'm sure the guitar is worth some. Hold on, Chris Harry, just our personal Google sent us the 8 most expensive guitars in the world. Kurt Cobain's Martin went for $6 million.
Damn.
David Gilmour's Black Strat was 3.9. Reach Out to Asia Stratocaster, 2.7. John Lennon's Gibson Acoustic, 2.4. Jimi Hendrix Strato was $2 million.
Dude, that's crazy.
That's nuts.
Probably one guy has them all, too. I'd be willing to bet.
Jeff Bezos could literally buy all of these guitars and it wouldn't even make a difference.
No, don't play that one. Play that one.
Don't break the string. I swear to God. Anyway, so there you go. Up for auction. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
So I do have to correct myself, and Kiki actually pointed this out, and I'll have to send an email to my rock history website.
Okay.
So they said on there that yesterday was Tom Petty's birthday, but that is incorrect today. So I'm backtracking a little bit. So I made a mistake, a clerical error, if you will. So on this date, 1953, Tom Petty was born in Gainesville, Florida.
Wow. Wow. Kind of a big deal there.
Yeah. Yeah. So
we're all happy he was born, you know?
Yeah.
Brought some of the best music, man. So there you go. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Tom Petty.
All right. There you go. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.